This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Hey, good morning to you. How in the world are you today? We're going to talk about your eyesight this morning. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us this morning, and he is here to help you. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. It was blustery, but still warm weather. It was nice. It reminded me when it was windy outside that a lot of my patients tell me that if they're out in the wind or they've got the windows down in their car when they're driving or if the vents are aimed at them or they're sitting under a ceiling fan at their house that their eyes kind of feel gritty and sometimes the vision gets blurry. And you know, as we move into fall and winter, we've had some cool nights already, even though the days are still warm, and I appreciate November fighting off winter like that. But as the heaters do come on in our house, the air gets dehumidified and you may notice more of a dry eye problem. And the typical symptoms of that are, you know, a gritty sensation, a burning sensation, and your vision gets intermittently blurred, and then you'll take a break from whatever you're doing and you'll rub your eyes and it'll get a little bit better. And if that happens to you, then you should just simply try some over-the-counter artificial tear drops. I would just stay away from the brands like Visine that say they get the red out, but all the others are probably pretty much pretty good. And use those a few times a day, every day, and that'll probably take care of it for most people. But then some people, they'll say, yeah, doc, you know, I put those drops in and they're good for a few minutes, but then it goes right back to it again. Well, then you need a little bit more. So then you should consider coming in and having something like the punctal plugs put in your tear ducts. And what this does is it blocks the exit of tears from your eyes. And so the tears that you make, even though you're not making enough, the ones that you do make will stay around longer. And then your eyes will be more naturally moist longer. And you should be less symptomatic. You should have less gritty, burning sensation and see a little better. So that's kind of one of the common complaints at this time, Bart.
So watch out for anything that's going to dry your eyes out then.
Yeah, some people tell me, you know, well, this ceiling fan, it's right under my favorite chair and I can't move it because the way my house is. And, you know, my husband wants to keep the ceiling fan on or whatever it is, you know. And, sure. and then I tell him, you know, well, wear like a ball cap or something like that, and you'll be amazed, things like that, how it can help your symptoms.
But a few little things.
Yeah, but if you're, another thing is about 10% of the population will sleep with their eyes cracked open just a millimeter at night when they sleep, and they'll wake up and their eyes will have this sensation. And, you know, if you just purchase an inexpensive humidifier, I'd get one of the cool ones, not the ones that heat up, but one of the cool ones, and keep that in your bedroom because, you know, you spend 7-8 hours a day in there. And if you do that, then your eyes will also be more moist. If you can't do that, then simply setting out pans of water near the vents in your bedroom. That'll humidify the air as well. You'll be surprised how much water evaporates into that little bedroom in just a couple days.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you this morning?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I was going to ask, when I get up in the morning, my eyes, like, tears come out, like it's not tears, but it's just like they run, like I'm crying or something. What makes it do that?
Well, I think you're falling into what we just mentioned, which is that you sleep with your eyes cracked open just a little bit, and about 10% of the population, like I say, does. And then when they wake up, they're symptomatic. And, you know, if it's just a mild problem, you might consider, instead of the artificial teardrops, ones that are called a gel. Like there is a Systane gel at over-the-counter at the drugstore. There's Refresh Liquid Gel. There's these different ones, and they're made for you to take right as you go to sleep at night because they're thick and they'll last all night long. So I would consider doing that, and then if that doesn't take care of it, then you should come in and we can put those tear duct plugs in, which are paid for your insurance. You know, it's no big deal. It takes a minute in the office. If you don't like it, it's reversible. We can take them out at any time, and then that should take care of your symptoms.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. And if you have a question dealing with eyesight, give us a call, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. Did you have a comment or question?
Yes. This is Dorothy Porterfield for Dr. McCabe. He had done my cataract surgery.
Ah, okay.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Great, great. So tell us what your vision was like before the cataract surgery.
Well, I didn't realize I could not see as good as I am now. Before, it was just the sun would shine, and it was just a black hole, and I couldn't see anything. Before, I couldn't see the lights, or and I could not drive at night because the headlights would blind me, and I couldn't see to turn. But after my surgery, I am seeing things I didn't realize I didn't see before, and it's wonderful.
Well, great. So you were having a lot of glare issues then.
Yes.
With lights, whether it be during the day or during the night. You know, one of the typical symptoms we tell people is glare from oncoming car headlights. Did you have that as well?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And now what would you say? Well, first of all, let's talk about the surgery. How was the surgery? I know a lot of people out there are scared about going to the eye doctor. They may be scared they're going to get told that they're going to need surgery to see better. What would you tell them? What was your surgical experience like?
Well, I mean, it was wonderful. I mean, you know, I had no problems or anything, and, you know, you don't really feel anything or nothing, and the surgery is great. It's nothing to be scared of, really, because, you know, they take good care of you.
Well, great. And tell us what your vision is like now.
Well, right now it's 20/20. I can see wonderful far off. Up close, I don't see quite as good, but I use my glasses a little bit for that.
Right. So you opted for the standard lenses.
Yes.
Which is for the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And but distance is good. Can you, here's a good test. Can you see the, like the scroll on the bottom of CNN or the sports scores on the TV?
Yes, I can.
Can you?
Before, I couldn't see those.
Can you do that without glasses?
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. And how about driving down the road? Do you feel like you can see the road signs way far away?
Yes, I can. Before, I could not see them, but now I can see them at a distance.
Well, great. So then you feel like this has really made a significant improvement in your life, and you're a safer driver and everything because of it.
It sure has. I would recommend it for anybody that needs it. They need to have it done. You don't realize what a great difference it is till after you do it.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling, and we appreciate your call today.
Okay. Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are y'all?
Doing great.
Well, I just called in to let everybody know that it's so easy to get your eyes fixed where you can see good again. I wouldn't have believed it myself.
Well, tell us, how did you know that there was something wrong with your eyes before?
Night driving, I got to where I couldn't hardly drive at night. The lights just looked like a big old glare, and you couldn't see the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then when driving any time, daylight or not, I couldn't hardly see the road sign, you know, the street signs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all different now.
How about, like, seeing the TV, like that last caller? She said she couldn't see the scroll on the bottom.
I see all the scores. Just, I take care of everything. Reading right up close, you know, I got me a little pair of reading glasses, and that's all I need. And I don't need them all the time. I just... Just sometimes I pick a newspaper up or something and the words don't come out real plain, and then I put my little reading glasses on and they're fine.
Well, great. And tell us, how was the surgery? Did the surgery hurt?
No. It was just easy. You didn't realize he'd done anything. You know, you go in and they take care of you so nice out there at the surgery center. And Dr. McCabe's just so easy and nice with you, and you're in no pain at all. I never had a bit of pain before or after the surgery.
And you've had both eyes done now, correct?
Sure have.
So anyone that's having troubles with their vision, you would recommend that they come in and get it checked out?
Don't worry about it
if you may need surgery.
Just quit looking through that foggy glass and go on and get your eyes fixed where you can see good.
Well, great.
I wouldn't believe the difference it made.
Well, great. It's
been hard. Just couldn't imagine how much difference it made. And now at night when I'm driving, the lights don't bother me. I can see the edge of the road, you know, just a lot better.
So you feel like you're a much safer driver now as well?
Oh, yeah. And I'd recommend that for anybody that's having any problem at all with their eye, like cataracts. I'd recommend that surgery right off of the bat. Tell them how easy it is. There's no pain. I never had a minute's pain.
Well, great. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling, and hopefully your call will help convince some others who may be worried about it.
Of course, I had surgery on Thursday, and the Friday following that Thursday, the next day, I had 20/20 vision out of the eye that he operated on.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad that you've done so well.
Oh, it's fine. I'd recommend it, 100%.
Well, great. Thanks so much for calling today, and you have a wonderful week.
You do likewise.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, it's interesting to hear these people because we're hearing a variety of different descriptions of what this does to them, and they're all a little bit different. Some of the folks have a really difficult time seeing at nighttime. If you're at a stage where you're not having that difficulty at night, but in the daytime things are a little yellowish and out of focus, way out of focus, does it get worse where you eventually get to this point where it's almost impossible to see at night when you're out?
Yeah, you know, cataracts, it's not like a heart attack or a stroke. It's not like you're fine one minute and the next minute you're symptomatic. It's a gradual progression from a completely clear lens that you have in your eye to a hardened yellow or brown one. And when it gets hardened and dense and yellow and brown, that's what gives you the color loss. And that's one of the things people say. They'll say, yeah, I see great. I see much better at night. I don't have any glare. But the color is so much vivid, too. You know, the blue sky is blue now, and the white doors are white, and I thought that they were yellow. And that's because the cataract that you're looking through is yellow. So it's just like wearing a yellow pair of glasses. Everything looks kind of yellowish to you. But you also have blurred vision. You don't see as sharply, and you get a lot of glare at night. Now, not to get into any technical details, but that lens in that eye can have a cataract or an opacity in it at different areas, on the outside, in the middle, in the front, on the back of it, and they can give people some different symptoms. But overall, most people say, you know, my vision's blurrier, I'm not as comfortable driving. They'll shrink their lifestyle, like we talked about before. They won't go out driving at night anymore. And you know, since daylight savings time is over, it gets dark at 5 o'clock now, you know. So instead of going out and enjoying life and doing things that they want to do, they shrink it. And, you know, I'll ask them, so, you know, do you have any problems with driving at night? And they'll say, no, I'm fine. And I'll say, well, how often do you go out at night? And they'll say, well, I don't go out anymore. I said, how come you don't go out anymore? He says, well, I just don't feel comfortable. I don't feel as safe. And then you talk to them about it. Do you get glare around headlights at night, just like these other people are saying? They'll say, yeah, I get that. But now these other callers are also saying just reflections off of the road, off of windows, off of the trunk in the car in front of them can give them glare problems driving. Fluorescent lights bother them. You know, there's these different symptoms. They can't read as long. They get more eye strain. So any of those kind of things, you know, you should get your eyes checked. You should probably, after the age of 50 or 55, get your eyes checked once every year. Because there's lots of things that you can catch before they're a problem. You know, glaucoma, macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy. All these kind of things that you think might be fine because you can still see what you need to do, they may be festering, and you could have had them treated at a much earlier stage.
Now, if you treat cataracts early, before they really get bad, where you just can't see, and you start staying in at night, if you treat them early, is your recovery better, or have you just missed out a little bit on life along the way, and your recovery is just as equally good?
Well, you know, that's actually a pretty intelligent question there, Bart.
And, gee, I came up.
And, you know, there's a lot that goes into that answer. But in general, a very dense cataract has more risk of having a surgical or post-operative complication than does a mild or early cataract, because it takes a lot more energy for our little cataract machine to remove it from the eye. That puts more energy into the eye, and you can have corneal edema that lasts a longer amount than normal. You could have more inflammation in the eye. There can be other worse complications that can happen. That happen more frequently, this has been documented for decades, with a dense cataract as opposed to an earlier mild one. But also, like you said, you don't get to enjoy the good vision for as long because you waited so long for it. And lots of people will wait to get something fixed till they just can't use it any longer at all. You know what I mean? And you know, your eyes are not like your Lazy Boy chair. You know, that Lazy Boy chair may not go all the way up or may go back kind of crooked or something. But when you have a problem with your eyes, get that looked at right away. Chances are, as you develop a cataract through its progression, you just need to change your glasses prescription, and then you can do fine. But eventually you'll get to a point where even changing the glasses doesn't help, and that's when you should have the discussion with your surgeon.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back and continue the conversation. Information that helps you, and we're really hearing from some great folks this morning. If you have a question for the eye doctor, give us a call, 893-1450. Dr. Craig McCabe is with us from McCabe Vision Center. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
Are not necessarily those of our advertisers, staff, or WGNS Murfreesboro.
Freedom of speech pulsates with good neighbor talk.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Susan Woolsey, and I'm the customer relations manager for Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been here 11 years.
Same employees, same great service.
Same folks on the service lane. We've got Albie Holt, who's been here, I think, 18 years now. Joe Ellis, who's been here 20 years. We've got salespeople who have been here for a long time. Most of the management's the same.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Bell Jewelers Antique and Estate Jewelry Show and Sale is coming up Friday, November the 18th. Don't miss it. You can own a piece of history thanks to Bell Jewelers Antique and Estate Jewelry Show and Sale. That's Friday, November the 18th. Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots. Remember that Antique and Estate Jewelry Show and Sale is Friday, November the 18th at Bell Jewelers.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning, Rutherford County. Guys, as you make your way to work this morning, happy to report no accidents along your secondaries. However, along I-24, right at Bell Road, we are dealing with an accident in that area that has really started to slow things down through that area. Right around Sam Riley Parkway, you are going to start seeing brake lights. And from that point out, you will be below 50 miles per hour all the way into the downtown area. Again, guys, we are dealing with an accident along I-24 West right at Bell Road. But be careful through that area. RCC Western Stores has the new Justin Stampede collection of boots. And they're now $20 off only at RCC Western Stores off I-65. At exit 97 and 69. With traffic, I'm John Boyce for WGNS.
Thank you, John. We also have an accident with multiple injuries on Thompson Lane at Broad. Thompson Lane at Broad, be aware of that. A look now at that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have a slight chance for showers today under mainly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the mid-70s. We'll have a south-southwest wind feeling breezy. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 66.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated.
We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Let the day surround you. You don't need a reason. Let the rain go on and on.
Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Your Good Neighbor station for 67 plus years now, almost 68. WGNS. But they say life begins at 80, so we're just a kid. 893-1450. That's a long time. We need to do a show about what were you doing in 1947 when WGNS came on the air. 893-1450 is our phone number. We have a full line of calls. People have questions. And let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you this morning?
Fine. Good. I would like to ask Dr. McCabe to devote one day to macular degeneration. There's so many of us that have that, and yet there's not so much information that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you while you're on the line, what would you be most interested in hearing about?
I'd like to know about the cause of it. What causes it?
Okay.
And I have things to help me with it. You know, the computer that makes me able to write and read.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like so many people don't know about things like that.
Let me ask you, do you also have the little handheld video magnifier?
I have one. It's one kind, yes.
It's the one that has a little TV screen on it that fits in your pocket?
No, I don't have that one.
Okay, well, this is something new that we have at our office. It's probably, I think it comes in a 3.5 and maybe a 4 or 4.5 inch screen. And it'll fit in a shirt pocket or pants pocket or your purse or whatever. And just like the big computer one you have, but it's a little handheld rechargeable one. And you can take it with you anywhere. When you go shopping or to help you write checks while you're out. Or whatever, and it'll magnify and do just like that big computer one, but it's a little portable one that you can hold in your hand, almost looks like a big cell phone.
Well, that'd be good. I'll be coming into your office soon, so
okay.
I'll see it.
Yeah, you just remind me about it then.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. So I'll tell you what, we'll just take a quick minute here and talk about macular degeneration, because I'll bet there's a lot of other people, and we see just a whole bunches of macular degeneration patients because it's so common now. You know, Bart was just talking about as our population ages, but the facts are in the United States, 1 out of 10 people over 50 have macular degeneration. And if you look at the group 75 years and older, it's 1 out of 3. So much higher than breast cancer and other things that you hear about, macular degeneration is much more common, and it affects your vision. You know, the leading cause of blindness in our country in people who are retired or over the age of 55 is macular degeneration. So that's another reason why you should be seen. You know, what's interesting is now we have available at our office, I don't think it's available anywhere else, a genetic test that you can have done in our office, where all we do is we rub a little Q-tip on the inside of your mouth and get some cheek cells. It doesn't hurt. And we send it off to a genetics lab in another part of the country, and they can predict with significant reliability the percentage chance that you have of developing macular degeneration in the next 5 to 10 years. So if you have a family member that has it, and maybe you're concerned about getting it, you need to come to our office, have an exam for it, and we can do this test, which your insurance pays for. It doesn't cost you a cent to have the test, and it takes about a month to get the results back, because it's a pretty significant lab test that's done, but it's free of charge to you. And that can let you know. And so what do you do if you know is the question. So if you know, then you should consider taking the special formulas of the macular degeneration vitamins, of which I think we have the best one at the best price in our office. But anyways, you should start to take those earlier, I think, just kind of prophylactically. Everybody should be on a vitamin anyways. And if you're at risk for this, it just makes sense to consider taking one that may help reduce your risk in the future. So that's a little quick thing about macular degeneration, and we can talk more in details about it in the future, but just say what causes it. Number one, it's associated with aging. It's thought to be associated with UV light that enters our eye. Caucasians get it much more often than African Americans, and it's thought because our irises are of lighter color. The buildup of what's called free radicals in our body. So I believe in taking an anti-inflammatory such as Aleve once a day. There's no hard proof evidence for that, but again, it makes sense to me. I do it myself, and get regular eye exams.
Now, is this also possibly why you encourage people to wear sunglasses? You mentioned
absolutely. The UV light causes skin cancer. It is associated with macular degeneration, and so many other things. You know, the sun is wonderful on our face. Just protect yourself from the UV light.
Okay. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
There we go. How you doing?
Doing fine. Y'all got a great show this morning.
Thank you. Thanks.
I was just calling in to let Dr. McCabe know that my surgeries went great.
Great. Tell us, what surgery did you have done?
I had cataracts on both eyes.
Okay. Did you have standard lens or deluxe lens?
I just had the standard lens.
Did you have an astigmatism correction?
No, sir, I didn't.
Okay. So tell us what your vision was like. How did you know something was wrong with your eyes before?
Well, for about 10 years, I knew I had cataracts. So it's one of those things you keep putting off and putting off.
Right.
And then finally I decided after I couldn't drive anymore at night real well, afraid to, that I would, try to do something because I was getting tired of staying home all night, didn't want to go out. And like you say, you just couldn't see. You look out the windows, you couldn't see because of the glare. At night you couldn't see. You couldn't read the street signs. The glare was terrible.
You kind of shrunk your life, didn't you? Yeah. Didn't go out at night, things.
It's time to do something, you know?
All right, so could you see the that scroll or the sports scores on the TV?
Not before surgery, no.
Okay, tell us how the what the surgery was like. Did it hurt? What was it like?
Well, it wasn't bad at all. I mean, you know, you just go in and lay down on a nice, big, soft table. Feels like a recliner. They put a big warm blanket over you, and 30 minutes later, you're getting up and going home. I mean, it couldn't be any better.
And how about after surgery? Did you have pain then?
No pain after surgery, no.
Okay, and you've had both eyes done?
I had them both, one month in October, and another one just a week or so ago.
Okay, so what's your vision like now?
2020. I can see the TV 17 feet away, clear as a bell. I can read signs across the street, house numbers. Color is much better outside. You look outside, everything's green and blue. You there?
Yeah, I'm there. So okay. Tell me, are you now out driving at night? Are you worried about that?
Yeah, I'll go grocery shopping at night and everything now. No problem.
Yeah, and the lines are smaller too, so that's a benefit.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, you get a big bonus right there. You know.
Can you see the sports scores on TV?
Yes, sir. Sure can. I can see them all. I used to have to get up and go look real close to see if it was, you know, 13-12 or whatever it was. But yeah, I can sit on the couch, like I said, and it's 17 feet from the TV. I can read everything on there. I can see stuff across the street. That's 80 feet away.
How long between your operations did you wait? What was the period between the two eyes?
I waited about 30 days.
Okay.
So which I shouldn't have, but I did. I was having company come in to visit, so I didn't want to be putting drops in my eyes while everybody was here.
Right.
But, no, I mean, it wasn't fine. I didn't recommend it to anybody. Just, they need to do it. Don't put it off. Just call you. Come in and go right through the procedure. Everybody in the office is great. And, I mean, I just highly recommend it. Get it done.
Well, great. Thanks so much for calling, and I hope others with your same symptoms heed your advice.
They sure need to. Thank you, Doc.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he makes it sound so easy, and it doesn't hurt.
Well, I'll tell you.
We're all suspicious about pain.
You know, it is a major surgery, but it is the most successful, I think, the biggest bang for your buck of all the major surgeries. And whether you're going with a standard lens, a lens that corrects astigmatism, a deluxe lens implant so you don't even have to wear glasses to read, everyone at our office and the surgery center really tries their best and really truly, you know, deep inside wants you to have the best outcome possible. And we have, you know, the latest equipment, the best equipment to try to increase those odds. That you have a good result. And, you know, we do more of the deluxe lenses than anyone in the area, and we really try our best to hone those down and get people to see well. They require, you know, some more effort and such, but people are really happy with that vision where they don't have to wear glasses anymore. And we have wonderful, nice patients that come in our office, and they all know that everyone's trying to do their best. And, you know, I want to thank all the patients that, you know, sent in to the Daily News Journal and voted us the best eye office in the area. Dr. Simon in my office got best optometrist. We got best ophthalmologist. And I just want to thank everybody for that. That means a lot to us. And, you know, we're going to continue to do everything we can to provide the people of this county with the best vision possible they can get anywhere.
Let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. You're on WGNS with Dr. Craig McCabe. How are you this morning?
Just fine.
Good.
Dr. McCabe, I was my eyelids are falling down. I guess it's from age, but they're getting to where they're coming, covering my eyes, sort of. And I was wondering, I'm on warfarin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of scared to get off of it, and I was wondering how long you had to get off before you have the surgery.
Well, boy, that is a great question. And, you know, I asked my wife today coming in, I said, honey, what should I talk about on the radio show this morning? And she said, well, talk about the blepharoplasty surgery, because I see lots of people, my friends and stuff, that look like they need it, and they don't even know about it. So this is where the eyelids are in their normal position, but the skin of the eyelids rolls over on top of the eyelashes and hangs down over the eyelashes where you can't even see your eyelashes anymore. You just see a fold of skin hanging over there. And then it hangs so deep into the vision down towards the pupil, it's called hooding, that it blocks a significant part of your side and upper vision. And people won't know it, but you'll have a hard time seeing cars on their side vision here, you know, like at a four-way stop or something, unless they turn their head. And so it will get so bad that it can affect your vision. And that's what this patient's talking about. And this is a procedure that we do in our office. It takes an hour to do both eyelids. And we remove that extra skin and fat. And that removes that hooding, and all of a sudden you can see all the way around again, which is very nice. And you're a safer driver as well that way. And that's called having an eyelid lift, or blepharoplasty is the common name. Once again, your insurance pays for this like anything else. The eyelids, though, and the lips, they have a double blood vessel supply. So there's a lot of blood vessels going there and around your eye. Actually, the retina is the most oxygen-demanding tissue in your whole body, even more than your brain. And there's a bit of trivia for you. But anyways, because there's such a rich blood supply, you're prone to get bruising and bleeding. So anyone that's on a blood thinner, we ask them to be off of it for a while. And people may not realize, but there's certain herbs that are blood thinners. Aspirin is a big-time blood thinner. And they say, oh, I'm just taking a baby aspirin. Well, it's a big-time blood thinner, a baby aspirin. Vitamin E, but certainly Coumadin, Plavix, Warfarin, these are the major blood thinners that we all think of that the doctors put us on. And for that, you need to be off 4 nights before. And tell me, what do you take the Warfarin for?
Atrial fibrillation.
Right. And almost always the doctors feel very comfortable with you coming off of that for 4 or 5 days ahead of time. And then after the surgery, you can go right back on it.
Well, I called somebody and they said you had to be off for 15 days. And I knew my doctor wouldn't want me off for 15 days.
Yeah, you have to be off for 15 days if you're taking aspirin and other aspirin-like products. Aspirin works on the platelets. Platelets have a weak turnover time, so those you have to be on longer. Where if you're off of Coumadin for 4 or 5 days, your bleeding time, your INR, you know, that thing you get checked every 6 weeks that'll go back to normal. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It'll go back to between 1 and 1.2, and that's fine to have the surgery then. So it's different from the others.
So it's just 4 nights.
Yeah, say 4 or 5 nights before. That should be fine. Okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Our number is 893-1450, and that opens a line for you right now. 893-1450. Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, is with us. We're going to check on the weather. We'll be back and talk some more about your eyes. 893-1450.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated. We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Stop by Southeastern Tire Service before you head off for your winter travels this year. We're a full-service repair facility, so we can get your car in tip-top condition before you head out. Also, from October 31st until November 28th, when you buy 4 Michelin tires, you'll get a $70 prepaid MasterCard through mail-in rebate. That's at Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto. Southeastern Tire Service, serving Murfreesboro and Rutherford County since 1950. Visit southeasterntireservice.net.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable Catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
WeatherEye.
We have a slight chance for showers today under mainly cloudy skies. High temperatures in the mid-70s. We'll have a south-southwest wind feeling breezy. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 66.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Family Staffing Solutions.
They have made me feel like I am truly someone to them, and that means a lot.
Stay independent at home, in charge.
I've never seen anything in my life that has been more outstanding than this company.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
If you have an iPhone or use an Android, we have an app for both. WGNS AM and FM is everywhere you need us to be, on air and on demand.
'Cause we both know that I'm not one.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We're talking about something very precious, and that's your eyesight. Especially this time of the year, I tell you, we have had probably one of the most colorful falls that I think I've ever seen. And it would be a shame for some of you not to have been able to enjoy that. I mean, this has been just an absolute beautiful fall season. And probably winter's going to be the same.
That's right. You know, I guess I'll take a couple minutes right here towards the end to tell you about some interesting patients that we've seen in our office lately. We had a couple patients come in with something called keratoconus. You may or may not have heard of this, but this is where the cornea, the front clear window part of the eye, doesn't have the structural integrity. It weakens, and instead of it being round, the pressure inside the eye pushes out on it because it's kind of soft, it's weakened, the collagen fibers are weakened, and it takes more of a little bit of a cone kind of shape. And these people have a lot of irregular astigmatism and blurred vision. And there's been a few things come out lately to help these people that have not been available before. One of them is that we have new ways of treating astigmatism with either astigmatism correcting lenses or corneal relaxing incisions done in a new and different manner that can help reduce the astigmatism, where it can get them into a contact lens that will fit them well and they can see well with. There are new hybrid contact lenses now that have a hard center and a soft outer core. It almost sounds like a cookie or a candy commercial, right? But they've got an RGP, a gas permeable lens center, and then a regular soft contact lens outer skirt to it. So you can wear these contact lenses even if you couldn't wear a soft or a hard contact lens before, because it has this hybrid design. It'll fit your eye and be comfortable. And so that's a new thing on the market that Dr. Simon and Dr. Miller handle in our office, and they've had several patients that have done well with that, even patients that say they couldn't have worn contact lenses before. We had a patient come in and see Dr. Miller in my office, who had been treated for almost a month by his primary care doctor for what they thought was allergies in both eyes. And you know, we have the benefit of having those microscopes. You know, we put your chin up on the chin rest there, and we look at you with a bright light that's all too bright. And what that is, it's actually a microscope on its side that we can look in your eye, and we can see little white blood cells just behind the cornea in the fluid that moves through your eye. And that's an indication of what's called iritis. And so when Dr. Miller saw this patient, it actually wasn't allergies. It was iritis in both eyes. And that's usually associated with some kind of whole body problem, some kind of rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Sjogren's. There's all different kinds of problems. And if it affects your back, maybe you're having back problems too in your lower back, it can be associated with a disease called ankylosing spondylitis. And sometimes we can diagnose what a back problem is by looking at your eyes, and you get a blood test for this and a scan of your back, and it confirms it. And then you can be treated for that. Not only does it make your back better, but it makes your eyes better too.
So it does both of those things.
Yeah.
And only through this microscope that you look at the eyes with can you actually see this.
See this inflammation in the eyes. That's right. Mm-hmm. Your eyes are red, and so most people think it's an allergy. You know what I mean? At this time of year, certainly.
Sure, sure.
But they were treated for several weeks, and their symptoms never got better. Another thing... 20% of all diabetes can be newly diagnosed by the eye doctor, but you got to have a dilated eye exam. If you're just going somewhere and getting checked for glasses, you're not getting the eye exam that you need. You need to have a dilated eye exam once a year because you can see so many things there that you can't see when the eyes are not dilated.
And so the diabetes, that's one of those things that definitely early detection is much better. I mean, you can nip it in the bud, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, with our microscope, we're the only doctors that can see the red blood cells going through the capillaries. And that's when we look at your retina, when your eyes are dilated. And so we can see diabetic problems, we can see cholesterol problems, all kinds of things that get deposited or have damage to the capillaries in the retina. Because we're the only doctors that can see that, and it's because of that. So if your eye doctor asks you to dilate your eyes once a year, yeah, it's a hassle. Yeah, you're going to be there a little longer. Yeah, your eyes going to be dilated for a few hours. You know, ask us. We'll give you a reversal drop at the end to speed up that process. But boy, is it worth it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, once a year for a couple hours, it's more than worth it. Because if we do catch something, you'll be so glad that we caught it early. And that's what McCabe Vision Center is all about, is catching these diseases at the earliest possible stage.
And where is McCabe Vision Center?
Well, we're right, we're close to the geographic center of Murfreesboro, but not the state, but Murfreesboro. But we're near, you know, Northfield and Memorial. Everybody knows where that is. That 24-hour Walgreens and such is there. And the next light up is Heritage Park Drive, and we're right off the corner there of Heritage Park Drive and Memorial.
So get with Dr. McCabe, have your annual checkup, and from what you're hearing today from people, it makes a whole difference. And if you do this on a regular basis, not only will you see better, but if you're on the border of getting diabetes or something, this could actually save your life, certainly save your lifestyle. What's the phone number over at McCabe Vision Center?
You know, we're in the phone book, 904-9024, and certainly look at our website where you can get a lot more information, McCabeVisionCenter.com. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, just like we're all doing now. Look us up. We've got great resources there to help you, and thanks everyone for listening and calling in today.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor, visiting with us this morning on WGNS.